The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, March 1st, 2011. I am Ron Ferris.
And I'm Dan Lynch.
This is our first show of the Wedding Tip Show. And what this show is going to be about is we're going to talk about weddings. And who are we to talk about weddings?
Who are we, Ron? That's what I'd like to know. And a lot of my friends would like to know that as well.
I know a lot of people tell us where to go, but who we are is something else. So what we're going to do is, let's give you a little history. I'll let Dan start. Let Dan tell you what he knows about doing weddings, and then I'll kick in with mine.
Okay, well, I've been doing wedding videography for the past, 10 years now. And, it was a hobby of mine for probably 25 years, and I just saw it as something to, kind of get experience out of and, get a little gratification from the hobby that I have and try to turn it into something that could be somewhat lucrative. And so I went about getting the equipment that I needed to do the video. And the first couple weddings that I did, they were definitely learning experiences. I basically gave them away for nothing. And, you learn. You learn on the job when you're working weddings. And every wedding is different. Even though they all seem like they're the same, they're all kind of different. And, you just got to be on your toes. And that's basically it. It gets better each time. You get more comfortable with it, and you basically know what you're doing. And you want to keep the couple happy, but you want to stay out of the way as well.
So it's going to be much like this show. Hopefully it's going to get better as we get used to this.
And you want me to stay out of the way.
Well, I'm Ron Ferris. I'm president of Bupa Productions, which is a digital production company where basically we do music for weddings, dish jockeying. And I started dish jockeying a long time ago when I was in high school, really. I used to be the guy playing the records for our parties at whosoever house we were at. And my brothers got me into music at a very young age. They were into music. So I followed all the music. Used to listen to all those great stations in Boston, WMEX, WBZ, WRKO, all those stations. And back then it was just AM. And in your car, you had the push-button radio, so you popped from station to station till you found your favorite song.
You really tell the people how old you are.
I know I am, but that's okay. It's like fine wine. You get better with age. Because
that's
like
right.
Yourself, I mean, you learn through experience. I went to broadcasting school. I just never pursued the field. I got married, had a job, supplied for my family, and then I just started. I learned how to do weddings working at Lombardo's, if anybody knows Lombardo's in East Boston.
Oh, yeah, nice place.
Yeah, I used to work there as, at that time, was called a room captain, running the weddings for Lombardo's. I also was selling wedding packages in their office, so I learned very, very much from Lombardo's. And I want to give thanks to a gentleman called Hugo and a lady called Mary Ann, who taught me a lot of what I know today. And from there, I started dish jockeying on my own. That's when I went out on my own doing wedding dish jockeying. And that was, we'll say, the early 80s, just to be safe. And since then, I've just grown to love doing this. I worked a regular job. This was my part-time job on weekends. And to be honest with you, it was my sanity. It brought my sanity back every weekend to do a wedding for someone or another type of party. Weddings are my favorite now. I just love doing weddings. To me, a wedding is the most important event that we do. We're sending someone out on a new leg of their life, and we want to make sure that when they start that off, that they're happy, that they leave with a smile on their face.
And that's the important thing, that they are happy with not only our products that we offer, but what everybody does. You know, it's a big day in their lives, and, you know, they want it to be perfect. And that's tough, especially when you know that every day in your life is not perfect, but you want that one to be. So every vendor's got to step up. And
yeah, it is. It's to me, it's, like I said, it's the most important event that we do. And I'm probably more nervous sometimes on the wedding day than the bride is, because to me, I feel all the pressure is on me in most weddings that I do, because you're the central figure. You're the one doing all the announcing. You're the one kind of directing the entire day, along with the person, you know, at the facility where you're at. But the attention is on you, because you're the guy that they're looking at. You're the person that they hear on the mic. So it's important that you know what you're doing, and that you're doing, this is probably the most important, that you're doing what the bride and groom want. It's their wedding. That's one of the things that we've always try to stress, that it's their wedding. It's not about me. It's not about people coming there to see me.
Right,
it's for the bride and groom. It's their family and friends. They're there to see them. We're just there to make sure that the bride and groom, their family and friends, have a good time, and at the end of the day, leave with a smile on their face. That's the whole idea behind
it. That's right. And, you know, when we're talking about weddings here, really we talk about everything right up from the moment the gentleman proposes to his fiance or girlfriend. And, you know, I mean, you get the ring. You know, all the steps that takes you to getting to that wedding day. I mean, there's a lot that goes on. Even like the planning of the wedding itself. I mean, that some people spend more than a year just planning.
I've had brides who, when I've sat with them, told me, I've been planning this day since I was 7 years old. I mean, so some people, it is the most important day of their life. And you always have to keep that in the back of your mind, that you're, like I said, you're setting them off on a new path, and do what they want. It's their wedding. So a lot of brides do that. It's, you know, they as kids playing with their dolls or whatever, playing house, and it's what they plan. It's every girl on her wedding day is a princess. That's how you have to look
at
it.
That's right.
And treat
them
like that they are a princess. It's probably the most important thing to keep in mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
With that, let's we're going to start on a subject. We're just going to go through a typical wedding day. But if you have questions, we definitely want you to call in. You can call us here toll-free at 1-877-687-8005. If you're kind of shy, if you have web access, you can email us. We're online. We'll read your email question right on the air for you. And the address, it's real simple. It's tips, T-I-P-S, at Boopa, BOOPA.com. And we're online. We'll take your questions through the internet, email. We'll also take your phone calls. Let us know if you have questions. But first, we're going to talk.
Well, on that too, Ron, you know, we want people to call people who've already been married and might want to give us an experience, a good experience, a bad experience, anything that, you know, can give some sort of information to, you know, people.
Absolutely.
Who are listening in. And
mother-in-laws, future mother-in-laws.
And, you know, we worry about the bride and the groom on their wedding day being happy, but if you get the parents upset, that could be a lot worse.
Most of the time, it's
love and marriage.
Yeah. There you go.
That's right.
Frank tells it right. Like a horse and carriage. And don't put the horse before the cart either. Yeah, you definitely got to keep everybody happy. The parents, the maid of honor, the best man, the most important people of that day are everybody in the bridal party. And the bride is usually the most important, but you can't forget the rest of the bridal party. If that's what the bride and groom want, you do what they want. With that, we're going to talk about, we're going to go through a typical day. Let's say you have a reception scheduled from 7 to midnight, which most receptions run about 5 hours. And with that in mind, let's start off at approximately 5:30. You're going to have a ceremony. Now, your ceremony usually runs from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. Don't ever, ever expect your ceremony to start at exactly 5:30. Give yourself about 10 to 15 minutes leeway, because things can happen, and you just want to give yourself enough time to allow for that. So if you're starting at 5:30 with your ceremony, you should be finished by about 6:30.
Hang on, Ron. I think we got a phone call.
We already have a phone call. Go right ahead. Go ahead. This is Ron and Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'm calling you in reference to, I'm a retired DJ. I did many, many weddings, but more importantly, I did a lot of DJ work and weddings in the South, Florida mainly. And they have a deal down in Florida, and I don't know if you guys are experiencing it up here, but there's a new thing going around called theme weddings. And theme weddings being, I mean, I've played a 50s theme wedding, I've played a Hawaiian theme wedding, I've played a gangster theme wedding.
Nice.
I don't know if that's something that you guys have experienced up here in the Northeast.
Yeah, we I've seen plenty of those. I mean, you have a lot of couples who do, one of the more popular ones around here, I guess because it's so cold all the time, is Disney weddings, where everybody has a Disney type of... What they'll do is for the tables, instead of putting table numbers, they'll put like Mickey or Minnie, Pluto, Goofy as to where you're sitting. And the bride and groom, usually their wedding cake has all kinds of Disney decorations on it. There's also summer type ones where there's seashells all over the place, sometimes sand. Again, it depends upon the venue and if you're doing it right there on the beach sometimes. There's plenty of theme weddings that I've seen. I don't know what your experience is with that.
The closest I came to a theme wedding was there was the reception at this. It was like a museum. I want to say it was in Brooklyn that had all these antique cars in it. Brooklyn. That's Brooklyn. I forget the name of it. Very nice place. I mean, the cars in there were incredible, and you know, all the tables were set up around the cars, and it was pretty impressive.
Was it Jay Leno?
I've done weddings where they've themes, particularly around the Daytona Beach area, where they actually have a racing theme. But the most, I think, unusual one I've done was probably a 50s theme, where even the guests were required to come in a 50 attire with poodle skirts and T-shirts with cigarettes rolled up underneath the sleeves and that whole deal. And that seemed to be, that was like a marathon wedding, because I think I did 6 hours of DJ work that particular gig, because nobody wanted to go home.
Those are the good weddings.
You got that right. I mean, it's like, I think that my bonus for that thing was equal to my pay. So, but I just wanted to give you guys a quick call and see if that was something that went on up here in the Northeast.
Yeah, it does go on.
Maybe not as frequent as it does down south, though. Those people down there are crazy.
Well, I also, you're probably right, but I also find that the theme weddings mostly are remarried, not the first time out. You know what I mean? They're divorced and getting married again for the second or third time. Those theme weddings.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Then. Yeah, exactly.
And a lot
all
of
right,
them...
gentlemen, enjoying the show. I'll be
listening. Right. Thanks for calling.
All right. And just to touch on that, one other thing. It's a lot of, like when I do second and third marriages sometimes, it's mostly that they're not looking for a lot of formalities, and sometimes they just want... as little formalities as possible. They just want to have a good time, have a party.
Yeah, I mean, that museum I was at, it wasn't really, I guess it wouldn't qualify as a theme wedding. I mean, there were all cars there, but nobody was dressed as Speed Racer or anything, you know?
Okay. Well, back to our wedding day. Like I said, we planned for the ceremony to start at 5:30, should be completed by about 6:30. Now, what we're going to go over right here, this isn't in stone. I mean, this will be adjusted according to your facility that you're having your wedding. This is just something to give you a mental picture of what would go on your wedding day. This helps you in your planning. So anything that we're talking about here can be adjusted or changed according to where your wedding is going to be. So your ceremony would be completed by 6:30, and then from 6:30 to 7, we usually allow that for travel time for you to get to your reception facility. From 7 to 8, that's usually the cocktail hour for your guest. And while your guests are having the cocktail hour, that's your formal photographs. That's right. When your photographer, your videographer is going to line your bridal party up, take some pictures, get the family over if you want pictures with them. That is usually an hour. Now, a good tip here is let your photographer know that your facility where you're having your wedding, let them know what the time frame is. So if you have an hour to do your pictures, let the photographer know so that they can get your most important pictures done in that hour that you have. The other pictures, if you really need them, your family pictures, you can do those later on, after the meal, possibly, if you really need to do those. But try to keep, because keep in mind that the facility is preparing food. And the way I like to explain it, it's like lighting a fuse. Once it starts, they've lit a fuse in the kitchen. So now, if you're having pasta, it's going to be cooked, dropped at a certain time so that it's ready. Your steak, your chicken, whatever it is that you're having has to go into the oven at a certain time and come out at a certain time. And that's usually based on once your actual wedding starts. So just keep that in mind so your photographer knows that. And this way everybody's working together so that everything is the way that you want it.
Well, looking at that as well, in that 1 hour, some people like to stay at the church and have some pictures taken there. They might want to stop somewhere after leaving the church, like maybe some big field somewhere that has a bunch of flowers in the background, or just some special place, maybe the first place that they, you know, kissed or something, I don't know, or that he proposed to her.
Yep.
You know, so that should all be within that 1 hour. And then when they get to the reception hall, maybe a few more pictures and then time to eat, you know?
Again, yeah, and that's something you have to talk to your photographer. It's communication, your photographer, and so that you keep your schedule for your food. You want your hot food coming out hot and your cold food coming out cold.
That's
Another important tip here also, from the ceremony to the reception hall, if the entire bridal party isn't traveling together in limousines, or if people are taking their own cars, remind them not to get distracted, take a detour, get to the hall where your reception is if you're doing pictures, because if they're late arriving, you could have them not in the pictures, or they could hold up your reception, and you don't want that happening either. So try to make sure that your entire bridal party knows to get to the hall, because you're going to be doing pictures and you need them there because they're part of the bridal party.
And it's great if they could follow each other.
Yeah, or if they're all in limousines, whatever. But just convey to them to get their butts over to the hall.
Yeah, that's
right. Don't get detoured. After your pictures is usually, this would maybe be around, I usually tell people there's a half hour leadway here. If we were going to do introductions at about 8, it could go from anywhere from 7:45 to 8:15. That is when we would line everybody up for the introductions. And this is when we would introduce the bridal party. And usually, after we introduce the bridal party, the bride and groom are the last two in. And this is a great place to do your first dance. And I'll explain why. There's, first of all, it's a very controlled setting, because when your bridal party comes in, they usually line them up around the dance floor. The bridal party can come in, and what happens is you do your first dance. So now you've opened up the dance floor for your guest to dance at any time during dinner. So you don't have to wait till after dinner to open the dance floor. This is also a good time for you to decide, is it just going to be the bride and groom doing a dance here, or do you want the bridal party to join in with you? Again, this is a good controlled setting for your photographer to get those pictures of the bridal party dancing, the bride and groom dancing. And when we say the bridal party, this is also the parents, if you have a ring bearer and flower girl, we can get them in there dancing also, so the photographer can get those pictures.
Right.
So, you know, it's a, like I said, it's a controlled setting. Everybody's still, the guys still have their ties on. Nobody spilled gravy or sauce all over them.
Nobody's
everybody still looks good.
Hanging out.
Yeah, which happens later on. You know, that people do start taking.
Usually at this point, the ring bearer might be falling apart a little bit, but they fix them up.
Yep. Yeah, they do. And so, again, it's a good time to do your first dance. And like I said, it does also opens up your dance floor for your guests to dance at any time that they want.
Should we, on that note, maybe go to a little commercial break here? Or?
Yeah, we can do that. Why not?
And then we can move on to the next phase of the wedding.
Absolutely.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Okay, now I'm reading this, so I'm going to try to sound very professional here. You want your wedding day to be perfect and unique, a reflection of who you are as individuals and as a couple. You want your honeymoon to be just as unique. Playtime Vacations want to help make sure that your honeymoon will be everything you're hoping for and more. Their experienced staff is waiting to hear from you, ready to help create the honeymoon of your dreams. You can call Playtime Vacations at 603-275-2350. Let me repeat that, 603-275-2350, or visit them online at www.playtimevacations.net and start planning together, because Playtime Vacations will help you to get out and play. And I've done a few vacations with them, and I'm telling you, not just weddings or honeymoons or stuff like that, but any type of vacation, they're going to hook you up and take care of you. They know how to plan weddings, honeymoons, and all kinds of vacations. So give them a call at 603-275-2350. That's playtimevacations.net. Okay, and do you need a videographer for your special day? Don't trust your wedding video to your uncle, cousin, or friend. You can rest assured that Daniel's Video Productions will capture every important moment of your wedding day. Now shooting in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray, you can trust Daniel's Video Productions to get the job done right. Let your uncle relax and enjoy your wedding. Let Daniel's Video Productions capture and edit your day for many years of enjoyment. Call Daniel's Video Productions at 978-590-4273 or visit us online at www.danielsvideo.com.
All right, let me just say about Daniel's Video Production. Daniel did my daughter's wedding, so I can honestly say he does an excellent job. He did do my daughter's wedding for us. This is Ron Ferris and Mr. Dan Lynch. We're on the Wedding Tip Show here on WCCM, 1110 AM. You can call us at 1-877-687-8005, or you can email us. We're online. We'll read your email right on the air if you want us to and answer your question. And that is real simple. It's tips, T-I-P-S, at Boopa, BOOPA.com.
Okay, now where were we, Ron? Where did we leave off?
We had
the first dance.
Just did the first dance, and just one other thing with that. When you do the first dance, it can just be the bride and groom. They can dance to the same song, have the bridal party join in.
Right.
Or you can have a separate song for the bridal party, or just leave it as the bride and groom, whatever the bride and groom desire.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. And again, it's just like I said, it's a controlled setting, so it really is a good time to do some pictures there. After the first dance is usually when we start dinner. And what we have next is we invite everybody to their seats. And if someone's going to say a grace, this is a good time to do the grace. And usually if you don't have anybody and you want a grace, we can do it. Your disc jockey, or if you have a band, they can do the grace for you. After the grace, there's going to be a toast in most cases. And the toast is usually the best man. Very, very popular now, maid of honor. One thing I would really, really like to convey to any of the brides and grooms is if they can delicately let their bride, their best man or maid of honor, who's ever doing the toast, try to keep it, first of all, appropriate and not too long. Sometimes we've sat through some toasts that have, I mean, at this point, your guests are all standing most of the time holding a toast glass.
And I'm worried I'm going to run out of tape.
Yeah, that's happened too, where these toasts just go on and on and on, and sometimes people are just rambling. They're really not contributing anything to the wedding. So there's plenty of sources out there today for toast. On the web, there's books out there. Just try to see if you can get who's ever doing your toast to be aware of the time limits involved. Again, your meal is being prepared in the kitchen on a time schedule, and if a toast goes on longer, it's going to really throw a little crimp into the serving of your meal. First courses are usually done, we do like a couple of courses. If you're having a course meal, this would run you till about 9 o'clock. From 9 to 9:15, this is right before the main course comes out, is when we usually do the cake cutting. And a couple of reasons for doing the cake cutting here. Most cases, your cake is being served for dessert. So if we do the cake cutting right before the main course, we can get the cake cut. It can get into the kitchen so that it can be cut up to be served for your dessert. Now, when we do the cake cutting, usually after that, we do the parent dances. So if the bride's going to dance with her dad or whoever gave her away, and the groom's dancing with his mom or who's ever special to him, we usually do those dances at this time also. By that time, your main course is usually ready to come out. So your main course comes out. After main course is really when we get into the dancing portion of the evening. So this would be about 9:30 or so. From 9:30 to 11, it's just having a good time, dancing. The bride and groom could be mingling, whatever. I mean, it's your time now. Enjoy it. If you were going to do bouquet and garter, we usually do that at about 11 o'clock if you're doing bouquet and garter. It's been pretty mixed lately. I get this question a lot. Are people still doing bouquet and garter? It's been mixed. It's a lot of times it's just bouquet. Sometimes people just hand a bouquet to somebody if they have somebody special there that they want to just hand them the bouquet. They do that also. But if you're doing bouquet and garter, we usually do that about 11. And that would run you till about 11:05, 11:10. Then we'd go back to dancing. Last dance, there's two ways we can do that. I usually, if you're staying till the very end of the night, we usually do your last dance at 11:40. You're there till midnight. We do it 20 minutes before. And the way we usually do it is we have you start off your first dance. We let the photographer, the videographer get some pictures. And then since you're staying till the end, we just tell everybody you're having such a great time. You're staying till the end. And we invite everybody to join you on the dance floor. This way you could say goodbye to whoever you want, whenever you want, or you can just keep dancing. Or we could do your last dance as the very last dance of the evening. So it's really up to you. It's your call how you would like to do that. And at midnight, it's adjournment. Get in your limo, get in your car, drive safely, and everybody had a good time. And you should have a smile on your face because everything went the way that you wanted. So real quickly, I mean, your ceremony runs you from 5:30 to 6:30. 6:30 to 7 is your travel to the reception. 7 to 8 is your cocktail hour and photos. 8 to 8:15, your introductions, your first dance, the grace and toast. 8:15 to 9 would be your first courses of dinner. 9 to 9:15, we would do the cake cutting and the parent dances. 9:30 to 11 would be dancing and having a good time. 11, we would do your bouquet and garter, if you're going to be doing that. If not, we just keep playing until about 11:40 or so, or just till midnight. If you were going to change your clothes, let me just throw one more thing in there. About 11:15 would be a good time to change your clothes. Again, lately it's been, bride and grooms haven't been changing. They've just been staying in the gown and the tux till the very end of the wedding.
Now, folks, if you think that this is too much information for you, don't worry about that, because we will be having a podcast available for you to listen to this at any time after this show.
And also, this is on our blog. If you want, it's loaded with a bunch of information. We've set up a blog. It's www.bupa.com/blog, B-L-O-G. And on the blog, you'll see there's wedding tips, which is the first part, which is the first blog that's there. And then we have a listing for wedding vendors. And then we also have reviews, which we have not started populating yet. But the blog is out there. It's for you. It has feeds that come in every day to update it. We'll be writing articles to put in there on the blog. And it is, again, this is something to help you out with your wedding. That's what this whole goal of what we're doing here and our websites are set up to help you in planning your wedding. And planning, and one thing I do want to touch, this is a vendor that I know very well, and she is on the blog under officiants or justices of the peace.
Have I met her? Did she do your daughter's wedding?
No, I don't think she did, but I've done a lot of weddings with her, and she is from Malden. Her name is Carol J. Merletti, and this woman is probably the best JP in the state.
There are a lot of great ones out there, though.
Yeah, but Carol has done weddings everywhere. Now, she's a big Red Sox fan. So
nice.
She's done as many weddings as she can at Fenway Park.
Wow. I'd love to do one of those.
Yeah, she's done over 500 weddings. And if you go on her website, let me give you that so that if you want to visit her website, it's www.weddingofyourdesire.com. So that's weddingofyourdesire.com. And she has plenty of photos of weddings that she's done. She's done weddings, like I said, at Fenway Park. She's done them on the USS Constitution, the Boston Public Garden, Top of the Hub, Museum of Science, the Aquarium, Peabody Essex Museum.
Wow.
I mean, she's all over the place. And she... The thing I love about Carol is she is like me. It's very important to her that the couple are getting exactly what they want. And Carol doesn't care your faith, your sexual preference. It doesn't matter. She's done them all. She is their great justice of the peace. Now, if you go searching for a justice of the peace, it's P-E-A-C-E. All right, like peace, you know, peace on earth.
It's not P-I-E-C-E?
No, not P-I-E-C-E, like a piece of cake. No, it's P-E-A-C-E, justice of the peace, to keep the peace.
So I knew that.
Yeah, I know, but there's a lot of folks that don't, so they go searching for justice of the peace, P-I-E-C-E, and you may not get what you're looking for. So that's I just wanted to point that out because I've done plenty of weddings with Carol, and she does a great job.
You know, speaking about doing weddings at Fenway Park, if there's anybody out there who's planning one, you'll get a big discount from Daniel's Video Productions if you hire us to do a wedding at Fenway.
Dan doesn't like the Red Sox, if you can...
Come on. That's only the first one that calls me. Everybody else after that, then the price goes up.
And there's a couple of other... places I'd like to mention just to, I guess it's giving them a plug because I've worked at both these places and I know the quality of the work and the quality of the food and they do a really good job. First one I want to talk about is Kernwood Country Club in Salem, Mass.
I don't think I've ever been there.
Yeah, I've done all kinds of weddings there and it's on a golf course, but they... the reception that they put together for folks, the food is great. The food is unbelievable.
What's their specialty? Do they have one?
Oh, I don't know. I've had just about everything there that, really? You know, whether it be prime rib.
Oh, here we go. We're talking about the food, and I'm kind of hungry right now.
Filet mignon, fish. Mm. The appetizers are fantastic there. They do a great job. I just can't say enough about them because they, again, they. I know the people that put the weddings together there, and they're under my philosophy, I guess, that it's the bride and groom that's the most important person
right.
that day, and so they do a great job. You can give them a call. They do not have a package deal, whereas the next place I'm going to mention is Spinelli's in Route 1.
Yep, I've been there.
In Lynnfield, and they also, their original facility is in East Boston, and Spinelli's has a package deal, and I'm going to, I guess, for disclosure reasons, I'm going to say I'm a little prejudiced on this one because I am one of the package dish jockeys at Spinelli's.
Really?
Yeah. So if you get a wedding at Spinelli's, they give you a list of dish jockeys and florists and limousines that...
Yeah, no, that's a nice place. I've been there.
Yeah, that you pick from. So it's when you have a wedding there, you get the package, but you're picking who your vendors are that are going to service you, your florist, everything like that. So we're just one of them, and if someone's interested, they call us, and we more or less have to have an interview with who's ever having their wedding, and we have to say, yeah, this is what we do. Do you want us? Meet with them. So that's what we do for Spinelli's. And so as a disclosure, I'm just letting people know that my prejudice is there, and the food is fantastic. And just like Kernwood, great food, you can't go wrong. And one other vendor that I will mention because, again, I've done business with them and I know what they do. They're not local here, but they're a great florist. They're in Winthrop, Mass., and that's Governor's Garden. And they did my daughter's wedding just like you did the videography for her. These folks did the flowers. They decorated, which was at the time the Georgetown Country Club, which is now the Black Swan Country Club. But they decorated the railings of the stairs.
Oh, yeah. I remember it being really awesome.
Yeah.
Very good job.
Yeah. The ceremony was there, and everything was great. They do an excellent job. And they're in Winthrop. So it's Governor's Garden. And if I should give you these websites for Governor's Garden, it's www.governors, which is GOVERNORS Garden, GARDEN.net. They're in Winthrop. Kernwood Spinelli's is a simple one. It's www.spinellis, SPINELLIS.com. And they're on Route 1 in Lynnfield and also at Day Square in East Boston.
Oh, they still got the one in East Boston.
Yep,
huh?
That's where their original bakery is.
So right.
Great pastries and whatever. I mean, it's dangerous. And Kernwood Country Club is www.kernwood, KERNWOODCC for country club, .org. And they're on 1 Kernwood Street in Salem, Mass. So that's a couple of the few of the vendors that I've dealt with that I know do a fantastic job.
Okay. Hey, and folks, again, we encourage you to give us a call. Talk to us if you're thinking about it. Don't be shy. We're not going to bite you. We're at 1-877-687-8005. And what was that email address again, Ron?
It's tips, T-I-P-S, at bupa.com.
We'd love to hear from you. And you can talk about anything you want, good, bad, as long as it's weddings.
And not marriages. We're not, you know, Dr. Phil here. So, I mean, we're not going to give advice about your marriage. But we're here to answer questions about your wedding. So, or if you're planning a wedding. And again, you don't have to be a bride, groom, if you're a... someone who's going to be in a wedding, if you're a parent of someone who's getting married.
On future shows, we're hoping to have different vendors either call in or come in and sit in with us and discuss their business. And there are so many different types of businesses involved in the wedding business. It's crazy. The jewelry stores, the florists, tuxedos, gowns, makeup, nails, you name it. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, there really is so much involved in doing a wedding. I mean, invitations have to be, you know, decided. And here's another important tip that I just want to give any potential bride and groom. The day of your wedding, when you're sitting there, just take a moment for yourselves, because your day is going to go by so quick. Before you know it, you're going to blink, and the day's going to be done. You're going to be out of the hall, out of the function facility, and you're going to say, what the heck happened? Because it goes by so quick. At some point during that day, the two of you should just take a time, just take a second, a minute, whatever. Stop, look around, say, hey, this is our wedding. And try to soak everything in, because it does go by so, so quick.
Yeah, and try to remember what you can from your point of view, because even though you might hire Daniel's Video Productions or whatever video company, you know, you're seeing it through his eye. And, you know, he's not going to capture everything that you see that day. So, you know, like Ron says, take it all in, because it is a very special day. And there's hopefully no reason to get upset about little things that might go wrong. Hopefully nothing will go wrong, but odds are pretty good something might.
Yeah, and along those lines, we did have the caller who asked about theme weddings, and one of the things I was going to talk about today is summer weddings. And you can have themes, you know, summer weddings, outdoor weddings, that happens a lot of time in the summer because the weather is fine. But some of the things to keep in mind if you are planning a summer wedding, even if it's outside, you have a tent, always plan, have a backup plan. If you don't have a structure that is going to be able to withstand the rain or the wind or whatever, just keep a backup plan of what you'll do if the weather does not cooperate. And along those lines also, I mean, the weather could be sunny, could be great. Keep in mind, you may need to get things like portable AC units if it's really, really hot and you're having a wedding outside in a tent. So you may have to get fans or air conditioners, something just to keep in the back of your head. It's dangerous for the high heat, the UV. If you're having it late in the afternoon, keep in mind, mosquitoes, pop-up thunderstorms can come by. So always have plans of how you'll work around these problems that could arise from having an outdoor wedding in the summertime, because it does happen.
Have you done any like beach weddings, Ron?
Oh, yeah, I've done outdoor weddings.
Yeah. One of my favorite, it was one of my first weddings that I did, and it was at the Salisbury Reservation there.
Yeah.
And I remember getting there and thinking, how am I going to do this? Because it wasn't making sense to me. The bridal party and the bride, they all came down this like long boardwalk. And I was actually impressed at how it came out afterward. But the whole wedding party was down there waiting for them on the beach. And then once the wedding was done, there's like a big gazebo up there
or something like that.
That they had the reception in right there at the state reservation or whatever you call it. And it was pretty impressive. That was one of my favorite weddings, and it really, everybody was happy. And, of course, they had that beach theme going, too.
Especially in summertime, we've done barbecue weddings where people have just thrown a big barbecue. And I think there was one that we did. They would have the roasted pig going around on the...
Kidding.
Yeah.
Now, that had to have been started early.
That was something that was, you know, well in advance. They had everything ready, and then when the time to serve, they were right there cutting that up. We've done, like, New England clam bake type of weddings outside, where the steam is and the lobsters and the corn on the cob. So summertime, yeah, you're really wide open.
Whatever your imagination can think of, you can have it on your wedding day.
Yeah, and some of the things, you know, like your invitations. If you're having something on the beach, seashells, starfish on your invitations, tropical flowers, plants. It's out there for you when you're doing your planning.
Now that guy that called it, I wonder what a gangster wedding is like.
I would imagine that's probably what I would think it would be like the old type of like Chicago, like with the Tommy guns. And the hats.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, I guess it would be.
But I can't picture a wedding like that happening and no fight breaking out.
Oh.
Am I wrong? Should I keep away from that?
Fights breaking out? I'll just give one word of advice about fights breaking out. Fights usually break out when your wedding goes too long. 6 hours is, I would say, the max that I would have a wedding. You know, 5 hours is the usual time frame. But once you go into six, it's okay. But if you start going into that seventh hour, we've had plenty of experiences where that extra hour is just too much.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's...
Thankfully, most of the guests have left by this point, but it still happens.
It does happen. And with any type of thing, it does happen. And you don't want that to happen. You know, you don't want that as a memory of your wedding.
Right.
So, you know,
you hate it to end, but and at the same time, it's got to end. You know?
Yeah, at some point, absolutely. Some of the other things, I mean, with summer weddings or beach weddings, color can be very colorful. I mean, whatever you're using, mango colors, that's a great tropical color to think of for a beach wedding. Even gardens, if you wanted to have an outdoor wedding in summer or on a rooftop, plenty of people use backyards. I mean, Dan and I did a wedding together once up in New Hampshire. Was up in the backyard. Remember that one?
I do remember that.
Yeah,
yes.
With the tent. And
there was some woods there. I kind of got lost.
Yeah, taking those pictures. No, actually, you were DJing with me that one.
That's right.
You were helping me DJ on that one.
That was before my video business, I think.
I think it was, yeah.
Wow, that was a while back.
That's how long,
That's when I started saying, hey, I think he's got something here.
Do you remember, was that records or CDs?
I want to say CDs.
CDs.
Yeah, definitely CDs.
Yeah. We're totally computerized now.
I was trying to get you to play some Led Zeppelin or something, and you wouldn't do it.
That's the other thing we try to do. We try to keep the music appropriate for
whatever
the function is. But, weddings, I'm sorry, I go back to the days of records. And my son, who works with me also, he started when he was very young. Him and his friend Tim used to carry my records for me. Those were those big milk crates of records.
And now you can just put it all on a hard drive.
Yeah, and I was waiting for years for that to come out. And it was in 1999 when the first program came out to put it on the computer that we did. We used to carry around desktop computers.
I think we might have a phone call here, Ronnie.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Noel. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a say-so for you guys. My sister got married in 63. It cost me for the wedding with the food, the band, live band, and the hall, $300.
Imagine that.
But guess what? They're divorced now.
Well.
You think it was because of the band, or?
I was part of the band. Are you kidding? I was a lead singer.
Oh, you were the band. Okay.
Oh, Ronnie.
Isn't that amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that really is incredible. I mean, now $300 doesn't even buy you a cake.
That's just walking the bin for the lifetime.
That's tipping the limo driver.
What's the cost of a wedding today? Like, everything the best.
Oh, boy, the cost of everything, geez, it varies. I mean, that depends on, you know, where you have your function hall. So what do you think?
I think the low end of any wedding, the figures I saw is like $36,000.
Wow.
When you add everything, and that's the low end.
Well, I got 1,000, so I got 35,000 to make it fun of girls. Me, am I lucky or what?
Well, they can always elope, right? Is that...
Okay, guys, enjoy the show.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, that's interesting because When you think about that, about what it cost back then and now what it costs now, it's...
But actually, you really can find them cheaper if you really wanted to. You know, you get... I mean, if you're really, you know, not that well off or whatever, you, there's ways around it.
Yeah, and we have... in fact, we have blogs on our blog site of how to essentially run a wedding on a budget, you know, on a budget if you need to, things that you can do yourself.
My wife would figure that out, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, people get very creative, and when you're doing a wedding, you become very, very familiar with Christmas tree shop. They're probably the most popular place for people to get favors these days is Christmas tree shop. So I know a lot of people get their favors there or make them, and they have the parties with the maid of honor and the bridesmaids come over and make them up.
Right,
and
right.
I know a lot of time when I go over to visit with the bride, because I usually visit with the bride in person before the wedding, and it's usually at that time where their whole room is covered with favors because they've been there making the favors, getting ready for the wedding.
Right.
Yep, but on our blog, if you visit our blog, www.bupa.com/blog, there are a whole bunch of wedding tips there for you to help you in planning your wedding. They're written by all different types of people who have contributed to help people with the planning of their wedding. And there's plenty of information there for you. We invite you. It's there for you. It's there to help you out.
All right. I know we're running out of time. What do we get for last words here?
Last words is we'll be back next week, hopefully.
Oh, we'll be here 9 to 10 again next Tuesday. And, you know, if you're a vendor or if you'd like to get in on the show or maybe sponsor us, get in touch. We'd love to have you aboard.
Yep, you can contact us, tips@bupa.com. And before we go, I would just like to do one thing. I'd like to dedicate the show to my mom. My mom passed away yesterday, and this was our first show, and we had to get this show in because it was that important. But she was she passed peacefully with her family around her, and wish you well up there, Mom. And she's up there with my dad and my uncles and my grandmother and everybody.
All right, Ron.
See you next week, folks.
Okay.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.